Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Yevamos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned L'ilui Nishmas, Reb Pesach Moshe ben Rabbi Ezer Zalman, his neshama should have an aliyah. And L'ilui Nishmas, Reb Meir ben Rabbi Mordechai, his neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us, Lo yibatal adam imperi of Rivya, a person is not allowed to nullify the mitzvah of Peru or Vu, which is the mitzvah that a person has to have children. And that means that a person has to make sure to get married and do his best to have children. Elim ken yash lebanim, unless he already has children. If he already has children, so he doesn't necessarily have to have more. Now, how many children are we talking about? So Beis Shammai says, Shnei Zacharim, he has to have two males, two boys, and that's learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two boys, and then he separated from his wife. Beis Hillel says, Zachar u'Nekeva, it's a male and a female, a boy and a girl. Shenemar says in the Pasuk at the beginning of creation, Zachar u'Nekeva bra'am, that Hashem created male and female. That's Adam and Chava. Now, Nasa Isha, let's say a man gets married, V'sha ima eser shanim, and he stayed with her for 10 years, V'la yalda, and she didn't have children. Einor shai lebatel, he's allowed to be mevatel from Peru Revu, and he has to get married to somebody else to do his best to have children. Now Gersha, let's say he divorces this wife of his after 10 years, Guteres Linas Halacher, she's allowed to marry somebody else, because maybe the reason why they didn't have children is his issue, not her issue. And Rasha Hasheni, Lashais Ima Eser Shanim, the second husband of hers, is allowed to stay married to her for 10 years. Now Vim Hipila, let's say a woman sadly miscarried a child, which means she was pregnant, and it didn't go all the way through, Maina Mishashi Pila, so she starts counting the 10 years from when she miscarried. And finally, the Mishnah says, Ishmet Suval Priv Rivya Avaloya Isha. A man is commanded in the mitzvah of Puravu and not a woman. Was Rabbi Yechon Rebreka Aymer? Rabbi Yechon Rebreka says, Al Shnehem Oymer. On both of them it says, Vayvarcha Yisam Alekim, Vayyarm Alehem Alekim, Puravu. And Hashem blessed them, both Adam and Chava, which means both man and woman have this mitzvah of Puravu, according to Rabbi Yechon Rebreka. And moving on to Parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph, and let's just review two concepts. When a woman gets married, her husband has the right to use her nechasim, the things that she owns. But these are divided into two different categories, Nechse Mulug and Nechse Tzoyim Barzel. So Nechse Mulug are the things that he uses, but he doesn't own them. For example, let's say she brings in a car that's worth $20,000. He could drive it around as much as he would like, and if he dies or divorces her, she gets the car back in whatever condition it's in, and even if it's battered and banged and it's worth only $500, well, that's just her tough luck. And the key over here with Nechse Mulug is that the husband takes no responsibility for what happens to them. Now Nechse Tzoyim Barzel are the exact opposite. These things he gets to keep, and he just owes her how much they cost at the time that she brought them into the marriage. So let's say she brings in this car worth $20,000, he could use it and do whatever he wants, and when he dies or divorces her, she gets that $20,000 back. And it doesn't make a difference how much the car is currently worth. And that means that he takes responsibility for anything that happens to the car. That's Nechse Tzoyim Barzel. So the Mishnah tells us, Almana l'Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutz l'Kohen Hedyot. Let's say an Almana married a Kohen Gadol, or Grusha or Chalutz married a Kohen Hedyot, and we know that this is not okay. This is a marriage that's not allowed to happen. And Echniso lai Avdei Mulug v'Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, she brought in slaves, Avadim. Some of them were considered Avdei Mulug, and some of them were considered Avdei Tzoyim Barzel. So Avdei Mulug, lo yoichlu b'truma. The ones that are considered Avdei Mulug, they're not allowed to eat truma. Whereas Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, yoichelu. The Avadim that are considered Tzoyim Barzel, they are allowed to eat truma. Now this is very interesting, because we know that the Eved of a Kayin is allowed to eat truma. So why is it that some of these Avadim are allowed to eat truma, and some not? And here the Mishnah goes on to explain, ve'elu hein Avdei Mulug, these are the Avadim that are considered Avdei Mulug. In Mesu, if the Eved dies, Mesu La, it dies for her, which means it's her tough luck, it's her responsibility that her Eved died. And Vim Haisiru, if the Eved became worth more, let's say the slave market jumped up and now Avadim became very expensive, Haisiru La. So that's good for her, she makes that extra money. Now, Bishu Chayvim Zanaisan, even though the husband is chayv to feed the Eved, Hare Illa Yachel Betruma, they're now allowed to eat Truma. Because whose responsibility are these Avadim? They're her responsibility. And since they're not considered to be under the Kain's jurisdiction, so they're not allowed to eat Truma. However, if Elohein Avdei Tzoyim Barzel, these are Avadim that are considered Tzoyim Barzel, in Mesu, if the Eved dies, Mesu Loi, so it dies for him, the husband, it's his responsibility. V'maisirun, if they became worth more, Haisiru Loi, so that's good for him. Hayal v'hu chayv b'achriyusan, he's chayv in the responsibility. He takes the loss or the gain for what happens to the Eved, Hare Elu Yechel b'truma, so they are allowed to eat Truma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.